This school campus is now one of more than two dozen camps for displaced families in Mekelle, the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region. More than 80 people sleep inside each of these classrooms, the families say, and every one has a harrowing story about how they got here.
I was at the market on a Saturday when suddenly tanks pulled in and the war began. I ran to my house and my sister was making coffee. I told her we had to run. We saw houses burning and heard bombs.
The World Food Program says 5.2 million people in Tigray, more than 90% of the region's population, need emergency food aid. But here in Mekelle, where aid is available, people go hungry. By mid-afternoon in this camp, many families say they haven't eaten anything yet, and that this is not unusual. Local leaders of the displaced families say residents here are short of almost everything.
We are facing a lot of difficulties. We don't have enough food, shelter, sleeping materials, and clothing. Before the war, we fed our children three times a day, but now we cannot.
The conflict in the Tigray region began in November last year, when Ethiopian government troops were sent to the region to crush the forces of the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Now, roughly 2 million people have been forced from their homes. Thousands have been killed. Many more, like Zufan's 11-month-old son, have been injured. Zufan says her son's arm was injured as she fled, and it took her months to reach Mekelle for treatment.
I went to the doctor yesterday. He said, "Where were you?" He needed an operation, but now you are too late.
There are children at the camp without their parents, and parents who lost their children in the chaos, Zufan says. And while her son may never have full use of his arm again, there are so many other mothers whose children are dead. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, in Mekelle.